The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
The government is being urged to provide free sanitary products across all secondary schools in an aim to combat period poverty. And joining me now to discuss this is Labour's spokesperson on health, Marie Sherlock. Good evening to you, Marie. It strikes me as semi-incredible that we don't already have freely available sanitary products in secondary schools at the moment. What is going on?
Good morning, Ciara, or good evening, Ciara, should I say. Yeah. Well, look, I think, you know, this is an issue that we don't talk very much about in terms of periods. But of course, for the vast majority of women out there of a certain age, it is something that obviously happens to us every month, and we rely on particular products. And yet we know that, I suppose, there has been a conversation for a number of years now, actually spearheaded by my former colleague, Rebecca Moynihan, when she was a councillor in Dublin City Council, that there should be free period products across all public buildings. And she actually brought forward legislation in 2021. Now, what has happened in the meantime is that the government have put together a paper, commitments have been made. And what is happening at the moment is the Department of Education have said that through the various procurement processes for schools, that schools can go and purchase period products if they want to make them available. But, you know, really, that's not good enough. The department can't tell us how many schools have taken up on the what's available through the various procurement processes. And the reality is that we should have period products available, not only in schools, but right across our public buildings. Like we know from various studies undertaken and quoted indeed by former health ministers that, you know, 60% of girls old enough to have periods have missed school because of you know, difficult symptoms during period, and 10% impacted by period poverty. And when you look at the female population as a whole, 24% of women reporting period poverty. But it's not even period poverty, it's just being caught on the hop.
Yes. I mean, period poverty, I'm not denying the existence of, but it is exactly that, particularly for teenage girls whose periods tend to be both very heavy and indeed highly irregular, because that's just how it goes. One thing I don't understand what you're saying, so I'm fully in agreement that the products should be there, but would it not be normal for schools to purchase this rather than for some kind of government purchasing? Because surely schools run their own budgets in terms of other things like soap and toilet paper and all the other things that might be available in a bathroom.
Absolutely. But look, my understanding is that no additional funding has been provided to schools. And I'm sure through all the interviews you've been doing over the last number of years, your listeners are very aware that many schools are struggling to keep up with the costs that they are currently facing. So certainly the department has to make sure that there's additional funding so that schools can go out and buy those products. But I think, you know, for me, it's not just about schools, it's also about hospitals. And Ciara, I was contacted about 2 months ago now by a woman and her teenage daughter who kind of, through a very strange series of events, had to be hospitalised 5 times between the two of them across 3 hospitals over the past 2 years. And as inpatients, they told me the story of how they couldn't access any sanitary towels when they got their period as inpatients. And now there was lots of incontinence pads if they wanted them. But like, you know, surely be to God, we should think that, you know, girls and women should be afforded some sort of dignity when they get their period.
It does strike me now that you say that, as that this is some kind of discrimination and some kind of discriminatory thing, Marie, because the fact is we wouldn't dream of not providing toilet paper, for example, in toilets. And this is, the need is just as real for sanitary products as it is for toilet paper. And as you say, if they do provide things like incontinence supports, pads or nappies or whatever is being supplied, it's hard to know why they would be ring fencing this one sort of necessary aid to people's ablutions, that why that's the one that's not provided other than a form of discrimination.
Yeah, and look, you're absolutely right. And, you know, interestingly, when we actually went back and asked the Department of Health, why aren't sanitary products, you know, in every ward that has women and girls, they came back and gave us an answer about how the efforts they're trying to make in terms of making period products available in the public toilets within hospitals. And I think there's an element of disconnect here that people don't realise that these very basic products that we all rely on are just not available to girls and women. And, you know, as as the woman who wrote to me said, you know, like in their particular situation, you know, it wasn't always possible that that she would have a visitor every day. You know, women are obviously maybe immobile because of the treatment they're getting or surgery. So it's not a case of being able to go down to the shop or have a family member come in and give them these products if they happen to get their period when they're in hospital. And it's just somebody hasn't joined the dots somewhere in saying, you know, that we need to do this. And in fact, when I actually posted about this, nurses came back to me and said that when this happens to the, you know, their female patients, they'd often pull out, you know, their own supply and give it to the female patients themselves. But unfortunately, this is something that hasn't been talked about openly. And it shouldn't be a taboo. It should be there freely available and it shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah. I don't at all understand, as I say to you, why this is being treated as any different to toilet paper. You know, is it because only half the population menstruate? Is that what it is? Because certainly because 100% of the population urinate and defecate, we seem to think that I just don't even understand why the bathrooms are not stocked with these things.
Well, look, and I suppose, you know, we see certain libraries, some public buildings have taken the initiative and have begun to just stock it as par for the course, but it's nowhere near enough. And you're absolutely right. It should be treated the same as toilet paper. I think people would be highly incensed if it wasn't available, you know, as a standard part of any toilet in the country, both public or private. And we need to look at sanitary products being the same. Like the other key issue here is that for a long period of time, sanitary products were not, you know, incurred VAT, which was completely wrong. Now it's, you know, in the last number of years, it's been moved to being zero VAT rated now. So that, you know, again, in terms of the cost, but cost is an issue for some people. And as I said,
no, and I'm not denying that at all. But availability, as you say, being caught short is a very real issue, particularly for teenage girls.
I think, you know, whether you're a teenage girl or even a woman in her 40s, I think most of us could point to a time where we've been caught on the hop. But and look, they should be there. There shouldn't be this, I suppose, ongoing discussion about it. There just needs to be real action and making sure they're available, full stop.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on that. That is Marie Sherlock there, Labour's spokesperson on health.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.